ain't gonna talk, but he's just gonna be mad.
He told me. Oh, wait.
It started.
Hi, guys. Here's my little sexy voice for today's episode. You are now live with the Sister Lab Friends podcast. My name is Abby.
Guys, I wish you could see her face. It's just wrong. It's just so wrong. It's like, I should not be in the room. I feel like some man should be in this room, not me. The way she was doing that, it's just so wrong.
Did I have the face?
I mean, it was alright. It looked more like you were constipated. But
I was about to say constipated too.
Yeah, like, but I say you tried.
I tried.
I mean, I'm sure a man will find that sexy one day.
One man.
I don't know. Hey, but your makeup is glossy.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
guys,
you.
We did make up because we have nothing
makeups,
else to do,
you know,
in lockdown.
Lockdown, they won't let us out.
Yeah. So, yeah. Hi, guys. Oh, no, why do we always do this? Like, can
what?
We not just, like,
do just go it? Straight in and be serious?
Yeah, like, why do we always have to joke? Like, it's not always a joke.
I think that life is too serious.
Braids or wigs?
Well, you know, I'm a wig girl.
Yeah, no, I'm a braids
girl.
You're
a braids girl. But I like switching it up. Sometimes wigs, I'm not gonna lie, that on in and off your wig is sometimes it's
wigs
annoying.
Is exhausting.
It's actually
sometimes
annoying. But it is easy because you just get a new look in like a
sex
second.
Or foreplay?
Foreplay.
Mm.
That was quick. That was a quick question. That was a quick answer. Sorry, mom, dad, I don't know what foreplay is.
Wow, that was really quick. I'm in between. I'm kind of
of
both.
Okay, no. The reason
because
why I say
foreplay, people are different. I think it depends on the person. Like, some people you'd want it foreplay, some people you'd want it just do it a bit.
I think if foreplay is done well, you will say foreplay. Mm. The reason why I feel like just going into just sex straight away is just like nah.
Do you like kissing?
What do you mean?
Like, do you like kissing?
Like, yeah, I like kissing.
Are you a kisser?
Yeah, I'm a kisser.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you a passionate kisser or just?
Yeah, passionate, mate.
Just
guys. I can kiss.
Yeah? You think you can kiss?
Yeah.
I haven't kissed you, so I don't know.
We ain't gonna do that.
This one, you're looking at me like, I haven't been kissed. I'm like, girl, I can't vouch for you. I'm sorry. Everyone says they're a good kisser until you actually kiss them and then you're like, it's so messy.
Shout me.
Okay, all the man them that have kissed Abby,
if you
all
dare,
the
if
of
you,
you
dare.
Can you please shout us, let us know, you know, hit us in the DM, let us know if Abby's good, because I actually want to know.
I'm a 10 over 10.
10 over 10, you really think? 10 over 10 would recommend. You
guys,
think that's what you are?
Guys, I ain't even drinking. I don't know why I'm so hyped. Like,
really?
I'm just here drinking.
I'm a good kisser. I think I'm more of like a passionate.
Yeah,
guy.
I think I'm very passionate. Yeah.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I mean, but then sometimes you like,
I'm not going to lie, right?
Over kiss.
No, Helen. If you can't kiss, right, there ain't no way we're gonna have sex.
Some people say that, you know. Some people say if you can't kiss, some people have to kiss to get turned on.
Yes.
Which is like,
unless you're just trying to fuck. Because people that fuck don't kiss.
Do you know, is it the wetness of the lips that...
What?
Is it the wetness of the lips that turn people on? Or what is it? Why do you feel like you gotta kiss to have sex, though?
No, but then I think foreplay comes into it. I feel like... When you kiss, it's not just about kissing lips, it's the kissing the neck, it's the, you know, touching, and then you get like, you know, start feeling some kind of way,
okay.
And then it leads you to sex.
Okay.
However, just, how can you just, so you don't want to drop on me and have sex?
I mean, if you do, I mean, yeah, okay, fair enough. But I mean, there's some people that don't kiss, no.
How? Why?
They just do it. Like, they do
like
the elders. Oh, yeah. I wonder how they do it,
Mwah.
Do you think they have passionate? No. I like to hope to think they try, because they've seen a lot of movies. To know.
Yeah, but like I feel like a lot of people don't want to be stupid because they just start trying new things with their man, then they'll be like, are you
some people look stupid.
Okay?
Yeah. Wow, there's so many things that you just
learned. Guys, let me tell
life.
You a story actually.
Here
let me
quick
a quick story. There was one time, right?
Quick story.
Quick, it's very quick. There's one time, right?
You know when they're giving testimony.
Listen, it was really funny. There's one time, right? I was like, oh, let me try and look sexy for my man, right? Mm-hmm. So I dressed up.
Oh god. Did he laugh at you?
Yeah, is that what you did?
Excuse me, what are you doing?
No, listen, right.
Are you being serious?
No, I'm not gonna, like, no,
did you,
funny.
Were you underneath or you went to the bathroom and changed?
No, listen, right. I was standing there, like, God knows what ridiculous outfit, standing there trying to do, like, you know, because I can't do sexy and stuff. I'm just me, like, guys, I'm just me. Mm. So I was standing there and he walked in and he was like, what's wrong?
Oh,
like, what are you doing?
Really?
Like, you need, like, honestly, because it's not me. Do you know what I mean? So,
I love
but I found it funny because
I do
I
like
to.
Getting dressed. like nice lingerie.
Yeah, it's nice, but I feel like it's more nice when you're like, I can't do that waiting thing there because it just makes me anxious. I'll just start sweating.
Oh, you wait? No, yeah, I think it's better to wear it underneath.
Yeah, I did do that.
When you take it off, they're like, woo.
No, woo! I looked uncomfortable. Woo! I looked uncomfortable. I don't know why I did it. I don't know what possessed me.
And you will never do it again.
And I'll never do it again.
All right, let's get into this. So in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hi guys! Welcome to the Sister Like Friends podcast. My name is Helen.
My name is Abby.
And I hope everyone is doing good.
We're doing great.
Oh, let's do it again. We're doing great. What are you doing now? Okay, 1, 2, 3. We're doing good. You look good.
Yes,
guys. Hope everyone's having a great weekend. Yes. Hope everyone's having a great week. Because by the time you listen to this, it will be the week.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's a great week, because honestly.
I need a good week.
Lord have mercy, I need a good week.
Yeah.
This is punk coming right down. Hey. A bang bang ding ding bang 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 bang. Hey. Gratitude is a must. Yeah. I can't know the lyrics, man. That woman.
Toast.
I don't know. Toast.
Is that what she's saying?
Yeah, it sounds called toast. Wow. Let's not talk about it.
Wow.
Anyways, guys, so today's topic, Abby, let's just get into it because I feel like we've done
okay.
A lot of
Yeah. Guys, we're talking about closure.
Oof.
Closure.
Not list closure.
No, not guys, it's not always about the wigs.
It's not about the wigs.
It's not about the wigs.
It's about the heart.
No,
seriously. So basically, I think we should. Today's topic is just basically, is closure necessary?
What is closure?
People define closure as, like, this is what I would define closure as. I define closure as understanding why something happened.
And does that make you feel better?
Yeah, it's kind of like, I feel like if I was to seek for closure, I would see it as, okay, something has happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I really want to understand why it happened and if it can help me heal from what happened. Like, it's kind of like so that's why it happened. Okay, fair enough. Or sometimes it's like, oh, that's why it happened, but that's not a good enough reason, so why did it happen?
But then how's that going to give you closure? It's just going to make you know that.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's why we're discussing, is it necessary?
So, okay, I don't know. When you break up with someone, right? Mm.
Do you look for closure?
A lot of people want to have that talk after they break up.
Mm.
But do you not have that talk while you are
not
breaking up?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. I've got an ex that I'm still waiting on the closure talk. It's been like almost 2 years now. I'm still waiting.
But I feel like closure is when you haven't fully healed. So have you not healed?
I'm just a curious person. I have definitely healed from it, and I'm not like, if we never have the closure talk, I'm kind of okay.
Okay.
But I feel like because I'm so curious about the mind of that person and why it ended the way it ended, I feel like I need to know. But it's not, if I never hear from it, I won't not move on or hold anything against it. Like, I'll still see you and be like, yo, you good?
See, because I've had cases where I've had like a relationship and then we've broken up and we've had that talk and I haven't felt some healed or any peace because there's still no explanation for why that person could do the things that the person did. So sometimes I don't know if it's you feel like it's worth it. And then I've had the other aspect where I haven't gotten any closure. I've literally just, we've broken up, not spoken, and that's it. And I don't know which one is better, because sometimes, like, you can't really, I don't know, I think it's for yourself to heal. You need to heal yourself, but it shouldn't be
based on that
that person says, because some people are very vicious and they can say some things that will not give you peace.
Yeah, it would even make it worse.
Exactly. So like, you need to it really depends on that person.
Yeah, I mean, why do we, like,
unless you want it as a feedback for your next relationship.
I mean, what kind of
no
that?
Because let's interview. Say for, no, it, no, because...
But no, I'm not going to lie. That's mostly why I would ask for feedback. For closure. So, it's just to understand where I went wrong. Mm-hmm. Even though sometimes it's not you that made something wrong. But for the person to end it, or for you to be in that situation that you're in now, what happened? Where did that happen? Where did the shift happen? Because sometimes it's good and sometimes not good, because when you know where the shift happens in your next relationship, you could be looking at, is that shift coming now? So sometimes it's just best to go in like without having that whole panicky feeling of, oh, is this where it's going to go wrong? Is this where it's going to go wrong? It went wrong in my last relationship, so is this where it's going to go wrong?
Because there was, you know, the video that we watched on YouTube the other day about this girl that her ex was abusing her.
Yeah.
She said that after everything that she said that she he did, she said that she was still curious and still went to meet up with him after it. And I didn't understand, because you...
To be fair, that one, I don't think...
Like, I get...
There's no... I don't think she said something.
She did say something. She goes, because she was with him for so long, she still cares about him. And I think that's very sad for us as women. We still care. Just always care. Yeah. No matter what.
Even though he was so horrible to her and he did vicious and vile things and made her lose her confidence, her spirit and things like that, why are we still asking?
And why do we what is for closure? What do we possibly need from them?
I think what it is with her situation especially, because they were together and they were loved up and they were like, you know, that's all they had was each other, especially during lockdown. They were in this whole
pandemic
together.
Yeah, but it sounded like lockdown wasn't about... She said that majority of the time wasn't good times.
Yeah, so, majority of it wasn't good times.
What exactly...
I think she just wanted to understand why... But then again, I would say she did approach him first.
In
the way she spoke about it. So I don't think... From the get-go, I don't think he was invested in it the way she was invested in it.
But we can't say that, because women might see someone first, a man first.
Yeah, but I feel like she's still trying to understand where she went wrong. She's still taking it as a...
But I feel like that's with the insecurity that he has pushed on her.
On her, yes. So she's trying to understand. Like, she's still trying to hold on to the fact that maybe he might change. For the fact that she met up with him after, I just think that there's still a part of her that... I feel like that's what we do this closure talk for slightly. To see if there's a change and we can be like... Oh, he's changed. We could actually make it work.
For me personally, I want to see that you still want me.
Mm.
Because if you still want me,
there
ain't a problem with me.
Yeah. Yes, I do that as well. It's like,
and if I don't want you, there's a problem with you.
Either way, it's you, bro. Yeah, I get that. I think sometimes we do it to see if there is a shift.
But then that just reminds me, one of our followers actually wrote to us like 2 weeks ago, and they said that they wanted us to discuss about the fact that in relationships women don't take account, they don't take accountability for their actions. So see, the way we're like, oh yeah, it's
men.
No, guys, sometimes in a relationship it's not just always about men. It's not just the men.
Yeah.
We need to accept our faults as well.
Yeah.
Like, we need to be grown enough to accept it, because that's the only way we're going to
grow enough to say sorry when you're wrong. Like, some of us are mad. Like, some women are mad. Like, I'm half a bit
I think
mad.
I'm only, like, sometimes, the last few years, I'm only starting to learn mature. How to just be literally, I can say sorry now. Before, I used to be like, let me say sorry, am I mad? Now, I can say, I'm like, you know what, I'm wrong for that, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Same I think last. It's very important to own up when you do something wrong, because some of us will just wake up one morning and start vexing, like, for no reason, like, and then we find a way to twist it that it's the guy's fault. Like, some of us need to just stop and do that and just be like, you know, I like, even if you have that closure conversation, I think it's important to have a open and honest conversation about what happened in the relationship, where it's like, he did this, but then again, you did this as well. Like, it's when a relationship ends, if you think of relationship as a partnership, then it should be both parties that take responsibility for the fact that it ended.
Yeah.
Because obviously we're talking about the lady.
Well, it's a bit ironic, because majority of breakups end because of communication problems, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they can't communicate well, and then they come to get closure. And how they get closure? By communicating.
Yeah,
like,
it's not until the end that you start having proper communication.
Why?
With the person.
Why should it take it to get to the end?
Because I think when you're in a relationship, emotions get in there. Like, there's no clarity, there's no clear head. All you're thinking is your heart is the one that's navigating your head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're always thinking with your heart rather than your head. Whereas if you step away from the relationship, you've had time to kind of, you know, cry, get angry, speak to other people about the things that happen, and people will tell you about yourself.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So when you now think about it in a clear way, you start realizing, oh wait, maybe this wasn't all him. Maybe this was my fault. Maybe this was his fault. Maybe it was her fault. Do you know what I mean?
That's why I would always go back to, like, if you have a problem within your relationship, don't let it fester for months. Mm. If there's something wrong, speak on it there and then. So you can actually see, you're actually in the emotion, there you can see then, what's going on. Don't raise your voice. You can speak to someone. Like, I can be like, Helen, I'm angry at you. I don't have to be like, Helen, I'm angry at you. I don't need to raise my voice.
She doesn't raise her voice. I'm going, guys, you need to wife this girl, I'm telling you. You need to wife your friend. Like, look how she's talking so softly. She's saying, Helen, I'm angry at you. I'm so disappointed. The other day she told me I'm disappointed in you. And the way she said it was so softly. I was like, oh, wow. It hits me like, you know when your parents are like, wow, I disappointed my friend. Yes. But anyways. I think communication is why most relationships break up. But then at the end of the day, they want to communicate by saying, yo, this ended. Why? Because this. I mean, I personally, I don't chase closure. Like, I used to. When I was younger, like, you can't break up with me or I can't break up with you without us having a conversation about, like, it's like an exit interview for me. I used to always think of it as, so why did this not work out? Maybe we can learn from it. Maybe you can. I always used to want to tell a man that, listen, I'm leaving you because of this. And I'm hoping that you heal and get better for the next person. Mm. I always used to do like an exit interview. Like, always. Like, it has to be done. But as I got older, I just thought, like, do you know what?
With closure, do you feel like it should be done straight away after the breakup? Or you should wait a few months when everyone's just calmed down?
When I was younger, I wanted it there and then.
There and then.
There and then. And that's wrong. It should not be there and then. Because the emotions are still high in that moment. You need to step away from it.
See, I think with me, I've kind of... Because there's some relationships that I've never had closure from, because we've never had a conversation, I've kind of accepted my own ending in my head. I've made my own ending.
Yes, yes.
And it's okay. Whatever you need to have to help you heal, you do it. Because some of these people, like, honestly, and they won't... Especially when they're not honest.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think it takes... a strong person and a mature person to have a proper conversation about closure, because a lot of the times the people that shy away from it are the people that are most guilty. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're guilty, you don't want to have to face up to
and admit something that I did this
because you know there's a show that exes come and sit and they talk.
Yeah, on the thing, it always comes up with Snapchat as well.
Exactly, yeah. Like, they did. So it's a show where, was it? Is it Dinner with My Ex or something like that? Where you sit and you have to be open and honest about how you feel and your emotions and everything. And I think that's the problem. People don't want to sit there and say, I did you wrong. It's pride as well. There's a lot of pride that comes into it. It's like, I'm not going to sit here and tell and make you accuse me or sit here and admit that I'm wrong or I have flaws and things like that. That's why I say it comes with a lot of maturity.
I feel if you are the person that's been wronged, I think the other person owes you. If you feel you need closure, they should give it to you. I feel like they should. That's the least they can do. Because you've hurt me, and now I want to know. This is going to help me heal. So I need to speak to you. I need to know what happened. Was it me or was it just you? Are you just that evil? I want to know that. Or were you just not ready for a relationship? Because if you're not ready for a relationship, that's not my problem. That isn't my fault. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just you not ready. So then I know that, okay, look, that just didn't work. I can get another... When I get into another relationship, I don't hold anything from the past. You know what I mean?
Into the new relationship.
So I feel like you should. Like, if someone asks you for closure, you need to be at least decent enough to...
But that's what I'm saying. You have to be mature. If you're not mature, you can't. There's no... You can cry from today to tomorrow. Like, that's why I said, till today, I don't have the closure. And this person's older than me, but not a lot of people can deal with their emotions or communicate their emotions. Yeah. And I learned after the relationship that this person is emotionally childish.
Yeah.
You know, when you can't link to your emotions and be open and honest that, yo, I was wrong. Like, I think I had a conversation earlier with someone where the person was like, do you know what? I thought about this. And it wasn't even a big deal, but for the fact that the person went away and thought that, okay, you know what? Maybe I'm wrong. Mm. Maybe it's me that's at fault. Let me break it down to this mm-hmm. person why this is happening mm-hmm. and why this is the situation that we're in now. Mm-hmm. Having that mature mind to think that, okay, my emotion, I'm coming at you with like, you're not doing this and you're not doing mm-hmm. that, you're not doing that. You're not taking it away as, why is this girl just shouting for no reason? Yeah. Like, you're actually taking it away and thinking, wait, maybe it's a reflection. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, reflection.
And it's been open and honest about, look, yes, I am at fault. I can hold my hands up and say, I am mature enough to say, I did you wrong. Not mm-hmm. a lot of people think maturity comes with age and things like that.
No, it doesn't.
No, you could be 35, 36 and still be emotionally childish.
And still be schooled by a 10-year-old.
Honestly, like, I think women and men hide away from their emotions because they think it will make them vulnerable, it will make them look weak, it will make them look that, but no.
And I feel like there's some men that don't share anything, they don't share their emotions, like, if something's wrong with them, Darren, that they don't.
Mm-mm.
Like, how am I meant to know what's wrong?
Exactly.
I can't read your mind, I need you to speak.
Honestly, no, I'm not gonna lie, when I was younger, I used to think men can read minds.
What, read minds?
Yeah, how? I used to sit there and be like...
Oh, when you be huffing and puffing and then they're like, what's wrong?
When I say like, it's calm or it's okay.
And yes, and then if you have one of those ones that be like, you said it's fine,
yeah,
so I'm going to leave it.
I'll cut you.
Because there's some men like that. They don't like stress.
Yeah.
There are some men like that.
Yeah. There are some men that just don't understand what you're trying to say. And communication is the problem. If you don't communicate in your relationship, some men, if they can't communicate in your relationship, what makes you think they're going to communicate with you after? Like, why are you chasing closure? Like, it will never happen. It will just never happen. Some people think they're so special enough that, oh yeah, he's going to come and sit with me and discuss this. No, he's not.
It's not.
And that's okay. Like, I think that's what we need to normalize, that not getting closure is actually all right. Because you need to heal within yourself. If you don't love yourself enough to heal yourself, then what's the point?
Yeah.
Why are you looking? That means you're seeking their consent for you to move on and for you to be happy.
It's almost like you're going to them to say that. You just want them to say to you that, no, you are fine. You're perfect.
Yeah.
And
it wasn't
okay,
you.
And it wasn't you. It's me. And guys, everyone loves themselves.
Mm.
They ain't going to sit there and always be like, do you know what I mean? Unless they're really, you know, they are mature. They're not going to be like, it's me. Like, you know,
I'm the one who fucked up. Yeah, you're perfect. No, don't expect that. I think it does stem from like men and women having their own personal insecurities within the relationship or even in life. And they think that, okay, they sit there and they beat themselves up about, it's my fault. I'm the one. So then you almost want a certificate at the end of the relationship saying to take to the next relationship.
Yeah,
that,
like,
I'm not flawed. I'm not imperfect. Here you go. Here's this certificate that I am definitely verified. Mm-hmm. I'm verified because I'm perfect. I didn't do anything in that last relationship.
Which is ridiculous because I'm telling you, every relationship I've been in, I can tell you which part was my fault.
Yeah.
And which part was their fault.
Yeah.
Simple as. And that's me. That's part of my reflection, me growing as a human being.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I just don't understand.
It does come from loving yourself personally. I definitely feel
part of the person and the person that wrote saying about the accountability, they said that some men as well are afraid to say what the woman has done wrong to not hurt their feelings, and I'm like,
no, I mean, there's a mature way to say it now. Like, you don't have to be like, you know what, you are slut, you know, you just slept around all the time and you cheated. You can be like, look, part of the reason why I didn't feel comfortable continuing the relationship is because I just felt we were incompatible. You were out, you know, you were for the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And I was for the house.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And you say it in a nice, calm way that they kind of take that on board and reflect. But at the same time, it's kind of like what I said, you're still asking for validation.
Mm-hmm.
You're still asking
for closure is validation.
It is. Okay. It is. It's just you validating the fact, like, me, I know, let's say my husband or my boyfriend cheated on me and I'm still looking for closure. Make it make sense. You cheated on me.
Well, okay.
What are you trying to say? Okay, the closure is maybe I was at fault and I missed something.
No, yeah, sometimes. You see what that was? I feel like in that sense, when you say closure, that could be, let's say, for example, if it's a relationship that they're trying to resolve.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, it's not a breakup.
No, but I'm saying if it's a breakup, like, if our marriage is over, what am I looking for closure for?
the person wants to know whether it's their fault that you cheated. I know it's not, it's still someone, they
are
go
you
out.
Okay?
No, Helen, there's some women out here, for example, right, that are not paying attention to their man. Mm. They're going to work all the
it's
time.
It's not a good enough reason to cheat on me, though.
Minimum.
I know we say, but this is the problem. This is where the communication. Now you want to tell me that, listen, you've cheated on me. You've done all these things. Now we've broken up. Now you want to come back and tell me that, oh, hi, the reason why I cheated was because you didn't make time for me.
Yeah, but then
when you could have been in that relationship and said, babe,
what if he was
let's
what
sit
if
down.
He was trying?
No. If you use your words, unless that's when it's the woman's fault. Mm-hmm. If she has told you in that moment, not before, not after you cheated, mm-hmm. in that moment, if he had said to her, babe, look, I'm a man, but you know, be wood. Like, I need your affection. I need your love. We've got the kids now, but you need to also make time for me. We need to go for dinner. We need to make effort because you're making me straight. You're making me want to stray. If you just say that, yes, you'd be like, what do you mean? Don't you know I'm busy? If she then retaliates like that, then it's her fault.
Yeah, it's on her, whatever happens.
Yeah, you've got to communicate first, not after. A lot of men are like, oh, for example, Nice at the moment. The scandal with Nice. Mm. Man is sitting there saying, oh, save my marriage. Excuse me. Yeah. Do you not see the video?
I didn't see it. So he's saying,
oh,
save my marriage.
Yeah, he put it as save my marriage.
When
help
were,
me save my marriage. When
you
were doing
cheating, when you were doing videos. That's my wife. That's my list.
In the video, he's... So, guys, in case you don't know, Nice is in a a scandal, as we'd call it now.
It's not a scandal.
So,
he's victimless.
So, basically...
It's not a scandal. He's a cheat.
He cheated on his wife, right? But man's in a video with his mistress, and he's... grabbing her boobs and saying to the man them out there, this is my wife. If you come for her, like, don't you dare, like, come for her. Like, don't come. Don't try and get with her. Basically, she's mine.
And
like,
she's smiling.
And she's smiling there, videoing.
Clearly,
she knows.
She knows he's,
and everything.
She obviously knows he's married.
And
married.
Of course, he did a big wedding. Like, everyone knows he got married. So, mine is, now you have done that. First of all, that is amateur move. Like you're gonna cheat.
If you really care about your marriage,
yeah,
you really like putting
videos
out there.
Up, like, why would you let her video you? Like, if he's not a good cheat at all, like, he's not even a pro.
So why not saying save my marriage?
So he now sat there and he was just like, oh guys, I really embarrassed my wife, I'm so sorry, I apologize, I want my wife back, that kind of
question.
Mm.
Is it what hurts you mostly, right? Is it the cheating or the embarrassment?
The embarrassment.
Yeah, I think it's the embarrassment.
Ah, cheater, nobody know I'm happy.
Not that you're happy.
Not that I'm happy,
yeah, but
like,
we
can
still
resolve
work
it.
Out
we can,
not
it
that you
like,
do it.
We built some castles that washed away. You know, that kind of Beyonce stuff. Mm. Like, you know, I just sit there, I cry for days. But we can heal. If I want to be with you, we'll continue
so
the marriage.
It's inconsiderate to make it, like,
so
public. So
public.
No. Like, what respect do you possibly have for your
honestly,
wife?
Honestly, like, what? Like, I just think some people, men and women, not only men cheat, but men just are sloppy, first of all. Women cheat intelligently.
Yeah, I think that's why men are always like, oh, I fair women.
Yes, you should.
Like, yeah,
because we are so smart.
Oh my god!
Like,
someone, I can't remember who said to me, they're like, oh, I fair women who bleeds for 5 or 6 days and doesn't die.
Exactly. No, you should fear women because I think we are so ahead of men when it comes to like tactics and things that we do. We're smarter. Like, how it's like me knowing that I'm married and then cheating on my husband. I'm videoing with my
like,
with my sugar boy or my whatever. And then I let the person take the video.
Take it.
With them.
Madness.
So first of all, the woman has showed all her friends. So they are aware. Even if she doesn't leak it, someone else will leak
it.
Why do you put yourself in that vulnerable situation?
He doesn't care about his wife.
No, you can't tell me you care about your wife.
No, you're enjoying the thrill. You don't care.
The guy don't even get breasts. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Like, I'm not trying to bash the woman. But, like, also the woman is responsible. I know people say, but Nice is the husband. But, yeah, he's the husband, but she also is aware that he's a married man.
But you know what? She has no obligation to that woman.
I know she has no obligation.
And people in Nigeria, there's people out there, she's probably hungry. She's hungry.
Oh, wow.
No, let's be frank, right?
That means those people, women that she will go out and she'll be like, Alajemi, you are hungry. Do you not know he's married? Look at you shaking her breast out there like, hey.
with the pots, you know, banging them. No, honestly, because think about it, like, what do you mean? He's a celebrity, he's got money. Are you not, like, honestly, if you are out here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's out here trying to... She has no obligation to that woman. She doesn't know that woman.
Yeah.
She really doesn't. And I'm sorry. People are out here doing it to other people. I'm not saying cheating is right. However, it is not her fault because she hasn't taken the match. She hasn't taken those vows.
Yeah.
He has taken those vows.
Yeah.
He's the one that's breaking those vows. So it's his problem.
Mm.
And, well, you can say about her morals. Okay, that's another thing. You can question her morals. That's different. However, she owes nothing to the other female.
Yeah.
That's the sad truth.
I'm gonna be so honest with you guys. I have men who are married that will try and chat me up.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm looking at them.
Out here.
And I'm like, even though like some of them are fine, mm-hmm. like these are fine men,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I can't.
Yeah, no.
I just can't. Like, you've got kids, you've got a home.
It's all to do with your morals.
Like, I know there are women that have answered them.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And that have, you know, taking the chance with them, like, or maybe had something with them. But I always think to myself, if I was in that woman's shoes, how would I feel?
Karma.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I just feel like that is absolutely... We need to change as women. But we...
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. She's not obliged to. But as women, we need to respect ourselves and respect her morals.
She doesn't have any morals. And that's on her. That's her own problem. I can go and school her. That's, you know what I mean? Yeah. However, marriage between two people.
Yeah.
Fix up.
Yeah. Man, nice. You go and beg hard for that.
Yeah, not nice at all.
As a living thing, I wanna be on top of things.
I wanna be controlling things.
It is well. Oh, but yeah, that's his problem. Anyways,
honestly,
but no, I think we see closure.
That was like what's his name? That was going on was on Shade Bird. What's his name again? The rapper.
Oh, there's plenty.
No, the one that his girlfriend's pregnant, and he went
notes.
That's it. Notes. My G.
Notes. No, it looks my like G. My little brother. Like, my in my G. head, I just feel like he's my little my brother.
G.
Like,
oh, my G, are you dumb?
I know.
Like, I don't understand how people don't know how to do things with style, with sense.
I know.
And I'm not even
like... even do it on Snapchat.
But here...
So if she screenshots, you know quickly that she screenshotted you.
But
like,
guys, when I talk about morals, you see the woman? That woman that you... What's she? YouTuber? What's her name?
She's ridiculous. Yassi.
I am going to say Yassi is at fault. You know why Yassi is at fault? Forget about notes. What's a guy, right? You know why she's at fault and she has no morals? Because you knew you're meeting up with someone that has having a baby. Oh. You knew his intentions. You wanted to frame him. You wanted to put that out. You're actually a bad person because it's not fair, because you now you are now trying to hurt a pregnant woman.
Yeah,
what
she said, oh yeah, you guys are coming for me and she's pregnant, but he hurt me and da da da.
You could have waited until she popped the baby. Like, what the hell?
A lot of people do that. Like, wait, can I ask you a question? Why do men seem to cheat when their wives are pregnant?
I don't know.
9 months.
They're not attractive to you. Are you not attractive?
No, 9 months. You cannot hold yourself.
No, it seems, but they still have sex. Most people still have sex. So what is it? Is it the fact that you are not attracted to your woman when she's big? She's carrying your child, for God's sake.
Why did you make her pregnant if you know
she's carrying your child? What is wrong with you?
I think some men are just
trash.
Scary.
Demonic. Things.
Scary, like
what the hell?
You have sex with me, you get me,
and you still have the audacity, right?
DMs, are you mad?
You still have the audacity to be carrying that child after that baby's born. I'm like, oh, my baby, my son, my daughter, my this, my this, my that.
I want to Tristan.
Tristan really gets on Helen's nerve because she's like, she loves Chloe and all that. But
yeah,
like,
but I mean, she decided to drag Jordan, and then
that's the part that I said. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
To take him back.
Wait, no, but Jordan one as well is a bit like, she didn't have to be at that party.
I get it,
but that's her morals again, because she didn't have to be there.
Yeah, but these women.
And she lied. She should have told the truth from the get-go.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's like me coming home and then you, I sat on your man's lap and you're like.
Like, what kind of Iran
Why would I be sitting on his leg?
Like, what?
Unless if I actually had a crush on your man.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any of your men that I've even had a crush on.
Yeah, do you know? I don't think I've ever had a crush on any of your men either.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just trying to say it. I'm not attracted to them, Helen. But they're handsome men.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I do try. Anyway,
like we said, it always comes back to Helen.
Some enemies of progress. What for?
Oh no, but guys, honestly, like, morals. That's what it comes down to. Morals. Yeah.
I think it's just to you. I think it's just important to for everyone to just respect everyone. I say this, but my like parents say it's been happening for time.
But then,
and it won't change.
But then again, right? They always say this: if someone's meant to be yours, they'll be yours. But why can't you just wait until they finish out that relationship and then you guys, you know, go and do what you need to do? Can't you wait?
But he wasn't planning on leaving his relationship. He just wanted
His relationship.
He wanted
someone to tickle his balls. I'm talking about other things like morals. Like, see that girl now? Maybe no. Okay, but in this case, Nice doesn't want to be because clearly he's begging for his wife.
Mm-hmm.
So that's different. Mm-hmm. But let's say, for example, like Alicia Keys and what's his name? What's the man's name? His husband.
Common.
Swiss.
Wow. You said the common? Same. They're not the same.
Their head is not bald.
No.
Oh,
Swiss wears a hat all the time. We don't actually know if he's bald. We don't know what's going on underneath there.
I think it's bald.
But common is with Thingy at the moment.
Are they not both light skinned?
So?
Yeah, I don't really.
What's wrong with you?
I don't really like following them.
What
like
is
that.
Wrong with this girl? Anyways, back to closure. I don't really know. I'm not really I say clout chaser.
Clout chaser.
I'm not really a closure chaser.
I think that person's in another relationship as well, I ain't chasing no closure. Just let me accept.
Some
so
people
far.
That's when they it's really so want it though. When like someone has moved on, they really want to know.
I don't know. I feel like it's just
especially if they move on quickly. Like, how dare you?
Oh no! When they move on quickly, you know it was you probably. They didn't want you, and they were possibly cheating behind your back. Most likely, it's either they were cheating behind your back or they just really didn't want you anymore.
Yeah, but that's when you really want to know. So you were using me? Were you using me? Was it real?
For that situation, kind of speaks for actions. Like,
why are you still asking for closure? It's so obvious.
It's so obvious.
I have
like,
moved on.
Yeah.
I don't want you, bitch.
Yeah.
I don't want you.
Yeah, it's not.
Nigga, I don't want you.
I mean, that kind but then of there's some twisted ones that I've had some closure that did not make sense. Didn't make sense. That's when you'll find out the person's actually stupid.
What, the move on or the what?
No, sometimes you hear some story, like why you guys broke up and you're like, really? We could have sorted that. Like, are you dumb?
Yeah.
We could have what? Like, what? That was your problem?
That's what I'm saying. That's where those closures get messy. When you now start opening things and you're like, oh, so that's why. Well, you could have just said that. Blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
And then it opens a new fight.
But you need to, I feel like you should always go in knowing what you want as well. Do you want
do
you want from it? Do you want to like, okay, that's it, we're good, let's move on.
Yeah,
let's go our separate ways.
Or
let's
be
friends. Or is it closure to actually maybe see if you can work on it exactly and start?
Yeah.
You need to know. You need to
but that's
that
the
out.
Thing, that's where sometimes two people come for closure. One is coming for, I'm just letting you know this is what happened. And the other one's coming for, I'm here to see if there's something that can lead forward. When there is that, that's when you clash again and you don't leave with anything good.
Them ones that go have breakup sex.
Not even, bro. Oh God, that's just ridiculous.
I don't think I've ever done that.
I
don't think that made no sense.
Emotionally traumatizing. Like,
what?
Why would you do that to yourself?
So what? So when you have the sex, you just buy it. That's it. We've had a talk. We've had a sex.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's where the woman... I'm not saying women are, like, weak, but women run by most of the time we run on emotions. So if you're a man and we're having closure, right? I think if I'm having sex with you, bro, we are getting married tomorrow. Because no, think about it, my emotions are now like there's hope.
Oh, hope.
Do you know what I mean?
That hope, boy.
That's why you shouldn't do that. Why would you allow yourself to have sex with someone that you've broken up with and you had a closure conversation?
Yeah.
Like, you have to be strong in that moment and say, yeah, this is what I wanted to know and I'm leaving. And if the man is coming in thinking, oh, the woman is going to, we're going to work on it and we're going to move forward. And
so,
the woman is like, this is it.
So closure needs to be done in a public place
where
you can't shout.
Where you can't
dip and have sex.
Where you can't have sex.
Okay.
Kiss, hold yes. hands, play footsies, yes. none of that.
Mm-hmm.
And don't yeah. don't laugh it off. Like men, oh,
oh my god. God, don't do that.
Cheeky chappy. That oh cheeky chappy. God. You know that one that's like, babe, you know what I mean? I'm just hanging.
But don't be here, sitting
you know
there
mean?
Be like, oh, you know, you look good.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Jazz.
Or don't be like, oh babe, you smell so good. Eh? Why like, are you talking to him like that?
I like
that?
This one, this one I've heard. Oh, you've been looking really, really nice, you know.
Yeah.
Oh. You're glowing without me.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what?
Like, yes,
I had
glowing
one.
And growing, thank you.
Yeah, I had one say, oh wow, you're looking so good, you're doing so well. Like you're doing so well, and then in your mind you'd be like, yeah, I know, I'm doing so well. So you wanna get back together?
Clearly, you
but no.
good for me.
Yeah, no. I think you should handle closure conversations like a business meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's literally we're closing the case.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is the last trial. We are closing the case.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like we had a trial. This is the jury. Like this
mm-hmm.
is it. Like after this we're done.
Yes.
I don't need to know anything about you, and you don't need to know anything about me. That's if that's the relationship. That's the end. Some people are still friends after.
Do you think that the friendship thing works?
If you've both healed, yeah.
Yeah. If you healed.
Yeah. I've got an ex that I'm friends with. Like we don't speak all the time, but like we're cool.
I'm not going to lie, yeah. If I actually deeper, I used to say exes are actually my friends. Some of them I've had them as my friends, but realistically, it doesn't really work.
It depends. That's
it
what I'm saying.
Work.
But that's what. But you, the ones you're talking about, you guys have not fully healed from that.
Was it healed?
Yeah, you have healed, but I'm saying them. They
yeah,
might not
I'm
have
joking.
Healed
okay,
from
so,
it.
There's some that have not.
Yeah, there's some that you've not healed, and there's
yeah.
some that you have. But that's what I'm saying. Let's say he's healed and you haven't, but you're friends, then you clash. Let's say you've
you
healed
start
and he
petty
hasn't.
Fights
yeah,
over
you start having
everything.
Yeah, like he could just say snowing outside and be like, remember that day it was snowing and you hurt me? Remember? Remember when you did that? That's what happens.
Wow.
That triggers will start coming out of everywhere. Like if he
bad.
Posts a picture with a girl, you'll be like, so
oh,
is that your
yeah.
new one?
Yeah.
Is that the new thing?
She ain't even fine.
Yeah, yeah, she's not even cute. Like it's just
or the other way, but like oh look what he did for her. He never did that
for me. Yeah, and then you'd be like, see what I'm talking about. Be like, where was that when I was with you? And then he'd be like, babe, she's just my friend. Like, let's calm down.
Oh.
And then before you know it gets into a heated conversation. So honestly, I just think with closure, you need to know what you're doing. What is the reason why you want closure? Because sometimes it's really not necessary.
Yeah.
Like, it's really not a validation thing. You don't need it to move on. You can move on without knowing why a woman or a man hurt you in your life. Honestly.
And I think everything's to do with tolerance, because you can, I'm not going to lie to you, a man that you're with might not like a certain thing, right, that you do or whatever, or certain characteristics that you have, but
I could like it.
Yeah, exactly. The next man might like it.
Mm.
So you have to start to work out whether it's just a personal thing, like it's to do with the other person, or this is you and that's it, and you are confident in yourself that you don't need to change. But if it's a bad habit, by all means change it. But if it's not, don't listen to that person, honestly, because it means they weren't your perfect fit. Simple as.
And some people feel the need to have closure conversations with every relationship that they end, looking like some kind of feedback information kind of thing. Like, if you are going from one relationship to another relationship, and they're all saying the same thing, bro,
yeah,
fix your life.
Fix your life, mate.
Sis,
or
fix
you
your
might
life.
Need to become a nun.
Yeah.
Because clearly,
if you can't change
you
whatever
change.
That is, then you need to just stop. Just stop. Stop hurting yourself. Stop hurting people.
But then if it ain't, and then if you've come out of a relationship and you're the one that's doing good all the time, if it ain't broke,
exactly, don't fix it, bro. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But no, honestly, and if people are refusing to give you closure, like if that was me, what I'll do is I'll sit down, think about the relationship from the beginning to the end, and look at what you did wrong,
or if
you
need to go see a psychiatrist, a therapist.
No,
I'm saying, no,
on top of relationship.
No, some people need it. If you're not gonna get the closure,
all you people, you white, what was it? The whole like, oh, I need to have
therapy.
I need to heal.
Some people, honestly, Helen, you need to know. Some people need to talk through shit. What do you mean? Even if it's a friend, it doesn't have to even be a therapist.
It doesn't have to be a therapist.
You can be
talk...
a friend that you trust.
No, honestly, no. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's sometimes you need to talk to other people to find out that you are actually trash yourself.
Yeah, sometimes if you have an argument with your man, let's say you're like it's really deep. Maybe
but
sometimes you not always tell everything to someone else, but sometimes yeah, if you know you need to speak to someone just to see where you went wrong.
But don't leave a relationship always thinking it's your fault. Like, That's it's not always your fault. Blame game. Like, if you know that you're having a trend of relationships that are just bad, sometimes shit just happens. Like, it's not that it's you that's the problem. Don't beat yourself up for it. Like, women and men can, they will embarrass you and they will stress you, they will frustrate you, you know? Some men are so nice that some women will take advantage back to back, back to back, back to back. And they'll start thinking, yo, what is actually wrong with them? And some women as well, men will just use you and dump you all the time and you're thinking, what's wrong? Sometimes, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is.
God, help us, mate. It's just hard out here.
But anyways, me, I don't personally think it's necessary. That's
I think conclusion. You can heal on your own.
Yeah, 100%.
But yeah.
But yeah, guys. So, hopefully you guys have enjoyed the pod today.
I hope this is giving you some kind of closure. For those who haven't got any closure.
Yeah, I hope this has helped you understand that you don't actually need to have closure to move on. Like,
and you're good.
Yeah, you're good. You're beautiful. You'll be fine. You're handsome. You're lovely. You're kind. Continue being you. Exactly. As long as you're consistent in yourself, that you are not bad person, then 100% you're fine.
Focus on the good things. The bad things, try to, you know, make yourself better. Improve. Suppress.
Okay, don't suppress it. Don't join me in my bad. Me, I suppress everything. I ain't got time for that. I gotta keep moving. But some people need to speak about it. I don't have time for that.
Yeah, now you know why she like she is. She's hard to eye on.
Yeah.
You're not. I'm actually. I don't. I. We're weird. We're just weird.
I don't.
It depends. I think it depends.
I think when I move on from a relationship, I suppress the memory. Like,
she won't remember.
I remember. I said who. I did actually date that person. Yeah, wow. That really did happen. Wow. I really just forget. Yeah. I'm in the moment that I'm in right now and that's it.
Yeah.
I don't hold baggage. I don't carry what's that thing? I don't carry baggage from different relationships moving to another. No, I don't. I don't carry that pain around. It's just too much, man. When that person is chilling and enjoying their life.
Just side note, right? Not always when you start a new relationship that you
don't tell
them everything about your previous relationships. Because I've seen so many times they'll drag it back. They'll be like,
embarrass you.
Like,
you'll say, this is why your last relationship did not work. Because of this thing that you're doing.
You need to be very careful that there's some comments that I've heard in the past. And I'm like, bitch, if you ever in your life.
I'll cut you.
I'll cut you.
Yeah. We're not cutting anyone.
We'll just cut them with paper. Paper cuts.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Unless that's illegal.
If it's illegal, then we're not cutting anyone at all. Yeah. But anyway, thank you so much for listening to the pod today. We hope that you've enjoyed it.
Yes.
Shout out to the real ones out there.
Yeah.
That are being consistent and listening.
Yes, and thank you for everyone that's sharing as well. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we love the engagement, guys. Please continue to send in your dilemmas if you have any questions that you want to discuss, any topics you'd like us to discuss, anything that's heavy on your head. Heavy on your head.
Heavy
on
your heart.
Heart. Anything that you feel like, you know, you need. Yeah. You don't want to necessarily have a discussion with someone about it, but you want us to talk about it for you. Yes. Then, let us know. Follow us on Instagram at Sisters Like Friends. At Sisters Like Friends with an extra S on
the end.
And also
Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter, the SLF Podcast. The SLF Podcast on Twitter. And also, if you have anything that you want to send us via email, it is theslfpodcast@gmail.com. theslfpodcast@gmail.com. I have been the beautiful, amazing, wonderful, funny, incredible, intelligent, smart, Helen.
I have been the authentic Abby.
You think you're smart now? You actually think you deserve a Nobel Prize for what you just said. Authentic. I mean, even authentic can be fake sometimes. Thank you so much for listening to me.
Anyway, bye. Have a nice week. Love you so much. Let me know if I'm your favorite.
No, she's not your favorite. I will forever be your favorite.
Lies, lies don't tell.
All right, bye guys.